don't touch anything.
It's the greatest find yet. Nothing compares to it.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.
Welcome to The Real Deal with me, Larry Lawton. We have a great show today. You're going to hear from a ton of people right from the Fairway Lounge in Vieira, and we are at their grand opening, and ribbon cutting was today, and what an exciting affair it was. They have a world-class triple three Grammys performing. They have football players, and myself, we're hanging out, and the piano player. Really a beautiful place. I mean, and you got to check it out. It's in Vieira in Brevard County, Florida. It's in the Vieira Avenues, it's called, and it's next to the Coles. And we're going to have a bunch of people. We're going to start with the owners, and we're going to start with people who are in the business. And we're going to start with some regular people who are at the lounge, and they want to say why they need that thing here. So we are going to have a lot of fun doing this show today. Before I get started, please, let's thank my sponsor, Oliva Cigar. Oliva Cigar has been my sponsor for so long, and they're really great. Let's also thank MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag, use promo code Lawton, get a 50% match. We're going to talk with now the owner, Trey. Trey! What's congratulations, happening? Man.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, Trey, I'll tell you what a beautiful job you did with the lines. I mean, I'm in the cigar business. That's why I consider us brethren.
Yes,
there's
sir.
One good thing about the cigar business. You don't see the cutthroat like you see in a lot of business. I mean, I want other cigars to make it. You know, I want lounges to make it. It's not like, oh, he's got one. You don't see that. Did you get a lot of support from the cigar world?
I believe I got an abundance of support from, you know, cigar enthusiasts and aficionados, people in the business. It's been, you know, great for me.
A couple of questions. Is you or the owner along, well, one of your partners is here, Kendall Moore. We're going to talk to him. Mm-hmm. And, of course, your lovely better half.
Yes.
Sammy. You guys were both on my show, so everybody wants to hear it. They been on another show, so that's going to be, you can go back to listen to that. It's never easy to open a business, obviously. And you went through ups and downs. You had COVID. You had a lot of stuff. You know, you're a guy that gets it done. You know, I was said today, and it's so true. You're like myself. We don't take no for an answer. You know, no is just another reason to try a different way. That's how I look at it. When I say no, I go, okay, we're going to see. And I try to get my way. And it's not about getting my way. It's because I believe so much in what I do. You obviously believe it. What was the hardest thing you did?
The hardest thing I did in this entire endeavor was to remain faithful to the plan. You know, that was really difficult because, you know, you have so many different things happening, and it makes you question whether or not, you know, what your plan or what your vision is actually works. And so that was extremely hard for me to not say to hell with this and go, you know, that old guy that I used to be. And, you know, so that was pretty much the most difficult task of all that I've had.
You've been in and out of businesses your whole life, obviously. Yeah. You're an ex-athlete. But besides, you learned discipline, obviously, what you've done. So you stuck with a plan. Okay, give us a hint. This is number one. This is the Fairway Lounge in Vieira, Florida, in, you know, the avenues. What's the next step?
Well, the next step after this endeavor is to get some rest.
Well, that's the immediate. You know what we're looking for.
Good luck.
Yeah. Forget it now. Listen, I know that.
I think the next step now is just to continue to build, make sure that our staff and our members are, you know, greeted with the best and treated with the best service that the cigar world, that any world has to offer. So that's pretty much the next step, is now developing the level of service that I feel is necessary in the cigar world.
I guarantee that's been in your plan. What's your next plan? I'm going to hold you to it. Meaning, another lounge, another area. You know, when you make a model, that's a win. I really believe this is a big winner. And the reason I said that to somebody was there isn't a cigar lounge within 20 miles of this place. That's amazing in today's world. Cigars are hot. You know, you picked on the right thing. You did it right. You have a classy, classy lounge, outside area. Matter of fact, people can go on a line and they get to see a bunch of stuff. We'll post some pictures ourselves. And I'm sure you have some, you have an internet, you have all the social platforms. How would they find you?
So www.fairwaycigarlounge.com will give you access to our website. It'll give you complete access to me. All the emails that you send to www.fairwaycigarlounge.com comes directly to me. And so that's how you can get in contact with us and figure out where we are and what we're doing and all the great things that we have planned.
Well, you keep it up. I'll tell you one thing you're going to have. I know I get probably 700 emails a day. I only read headlines. I only read subject lines. But, you know, because it's just you can't keep up. Obviously, you're that way now. You did a great job. You also have a process. They call it membership here.
Yes.
Is it open to anybody? Do they have to, you know, well, how does that work?
Well, so the lounge is open to anybody that wants to be a patron at Fairway Cigar Lounge. However, as a member, if you buy a membership, you get different amenities. You save, of course, if you're a locker holding member, you have your own locker where you can keep your cigars in the inside, and you have 20% discounts on all, you know, foods, drinks, apparel, cigars, of course. You have another 10% discounts on all. If you like to play golf, which I know you do, and let's just say you play at Duran's golf course, you bring us your receipt and say, "Hey Trey, I had I played Duran today, and we pay 10% of your green fees." Mm. So if the green fees is, you know,
$60 or whatever, yeah, hey, it starts adding up. Golf once a week, twice a week,
it adds up.
So any other golf courses?
Yeah, all golf courses.
Oh, any golf course.
So you bring us your, as a member, if you bring us your
golf receipt,
you have your, and we're paying for our members' round of golf, whatever the green fees are for that course.
That 10% of that.
Yes, 10%. Wow,
I tell you, that's something different. I never heard that. That's a pretty good one.
Thank you.
Obviously, you know, cigars and all business is about marketing, and obviously you're a smart guy. You have a lot of support.
Yes.
And I'm not going to go through everyone because we're going to interview a lot of people today, and yes, people out here are going to hear about it. Give me the first person, the number one person. And I think I know who it is. But
the number one person is, of course, you know, I mean, it's can't Miss Seema Ramos. I mean, that's
going. I wanted you to say it. And I wanted you to say it online.
Yeah, that goes without saying. She's, you know, she's my woman, my soulmate, my partner. She's everything that a man could possibly ask for in a human being, and I'm fortunate because I actually have, she actually loves me, so.
Well, that's a double win. So, and you got a hard worker. I was here yesterday, actually, and I left here at 11 o'clock at night, dropped some stuff off for you, and obviously she was still here in room.
Count her money.
Yeah, good for
storing
her.
Storing inventory. She's
absolutely
person.
Good for her. We're going to let you go, and I'm going to bring some more people in. Is there perfect anything else you'd like to say to everybody?
I would like to say I would look forward to seeing you all at Fairway Cigar Lounge in the Avenues of Vieira. Come on out. It is the most welcoming, inviting place that I know in our community. I tell everybody there's two things you need to do when you come here. One, grab a smoke, and two, enjoy yourself.
I think people are, as I see now, and I think you should go enjoy that three-time Grammy winner right
there. Kermit Ruffins, man. He's performing live here in the Avenues of Vieira. We have him going to pretty much give what he has to offer, which is a gift of music. And we're excited about him being here.
We're going
to
bring him on the show, too. We're going to talk to him here for a few minutes.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. Thank you again, Trey.
Thank you.
I'll see you out there.
My
keep
pleasure.
It up. Good luck. Thank obviously you. You know I'm here for you.
Thank you. You the man, Larry.
You got it. Take care, my man.
The real deal.
Take care. Next up, we have Seema. Seema, come on in. Have a seat. I have a seat right there, and we're going to be talking to you.
Hello, hello.
Let's get Kendall in here, too. So now, we're keeping this thing going live, obviously, as you know how we do it. You've been on the show. How you doing, hon?
I'm good.
Good job. I mean, I know how hard it is, and I know you look beautiful, I know you didn't get much sleep.
Oh, my God. I'm running on 2 hours of sleep in the past few days.
Welcome to my world. That's the regular for me.
I don't know how.
Really, I'm about 4 hours.
See, I can't. I have to have sleep.
Nick, hold on. Yeah. And so you're involved with your better half. I don't know who's better half.
Both, honestly, like we complement each other in such a way that he's my better half.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah, like he brings things that I don't have. Right. You know, so he fulfills that.
Yeah, and you know, you obviously you've been together, and he comes in on this. How do you say I want to go in the cigar with him? Or is it just you believe in him so much that you want to do whatever he wants to do?
I believe in him.
I love that.
I know his passion. I know he's a hard worker. I know he has strong ethics and integrity. And that's what it takes, along with the vision and will to be determined. To keep going when, you know, because it's going to get rough.
And you know, but what you said is very important, is that this is something different. I mean, listen, I've been around for a while, and I'm a little getting older. I'm 62, and I look at things and say, you know, this is needed. You're filling a void. You know, in anything you do, if you can fill a void, that's a success.
Yes.
People are going to want it. And exactly. You're a smart woman, obviously. We're going to talk about you because you were on my show. We're going to talk about your psychology. Remember, you and I started talking about a lot of stuff. But on today's date, I mean, I love to see a strong woman behind a strong man, and I think that's the recipe for success, and I wanted to congratulate you here.
Thank you.
I also wanted to ask you, who do you want to, like, talk about, help you through this? This is rough. Anybody thinks it's easy to start a business does not know what they're talking about.
Who are you telling? Like, I mean, I've started businesses in the past before, but this is something unique, very different, something that I've never done before. You know, and the fact that it was my honey, you know, that had such a passion, such a insight, and such a vision to do something. He was so determined when I first met him, even, you know, and it just, I started seeing the manifestation of it, of his dream, and how his eyes would just light up. And I just wanted to help him. And the more I got into, you know, the business, the more I learned about it, the more he taught me, the more I learned from other experts in the field.
Did you have any experience in the cigar business at all?
You know, no, I didn't. I mean,
But
now I do, you know, and there's an actual science behind each of the things that were, you know, like the cigars themselves, the whiskeys, the bourbons, the drinks,
it really is.
You know, the accessories even. There's so much to learn, and it's exciting, actually.
It's got to be exciting, because I know it's exciting to me. You know, I'm on a different, I don't have a lounge, obviously. I have a cigar, and I have a lot of things going on, and it's kind of the excitement. It keeps you going every day. You love to do it. You know, I love to do things. I love people. I love to help people. I like to learn. You know, I always tell people, you know, the older you get, you realize how much you don't know when you were younger.
Yeah.
And it has absolutely nothing to do with education. I'm educated. I have a law degree, all that kind of stuff. It's experience. It's life experience.
Exactly.
And, you know, that is what counts. Okay. But I want to thank you again, Ziva. You look great.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you know, you'll be seeing me here, obviously.
For sure.
I want to again congratulate you and wish you the best of luck in this endeavor.
Thank you. And I'm going to also start a podcast soon. And in that business, my honey's very supportive of me. And
you can come talk to me.
You'll be definitely hearing from me again.
Absolutely, because I think a person's voice is the most important thing that can be heard. When you have great, you know, you're going to help somebody
for sure.
And I always looked at it as, if I could help one person, I'm great.
But yes,
you know you're helping more. And I love that you're doing that. I think it's the best thing. It's perfect timing, too.
And the cigar business, it helps with that. The socialization aspect, you know, you conversate with all these different types of people, you know, rocket scientists and, you know, the working man. Like, the common thing that we talked about last time is that they appreciate cigars, right? And you exchange information.
It could be a CEO and it could be a construction worker.
Right. Exactly.
Is that great?
That's awesome. Can't beat that. All those different, like, you know, behaviors that we see. And
cannot beat that.
I can't wait to talk about that.
That looks good. Okay. Thank you very much, Seema.
Thank you for having me.
It's Seema, right?
Seema.
Okay, I can't. I was Semi.
You call me Semi, but you know what? It's okay.
Seema, right? It's
I'm
A.
Semi-Seema.
You know what? You're a good person. That's all that counts, and you know that. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that. Now, everybody, we're going to keep going with the Cigar Lounge, and we're going to be bringing Kendall Moore. Kendall Moore, I know for 15, 16 years since I got out of prison. Yeah, and we are going to be talking to Kendall right now. And
if he's back.
Who?
I said if he's back.
If he is back. If he's not, get anybody else. What we're going to do here, everybody, is keep this thing going with people, and people have to understand, we're doing a podcast here, and I love it. I am in my mobile studio. We came to the cigar place because, listen, I love to be at events. I love business. I love people. There's some fans of mine out there. We're going to even interview a few of them. And, you know, I think it's important to keep out there. I think it's important to do things you like. I think it's important to, you know, support businesses in your local area or support business anywhere. I do. If I can, I do. And I will always support people in any way I can. So now we're going to, you know, we're going to keep going from the mobile studio. And we have another guest coming on. Oh, my man. Come on. We have another lounge. A cigar lounge. You're going to sit right there, right? No, you're there. Just him.
Okay, cool.
That's always, yeah. Have a seat now. All you got to do is, first of all, tell the world who you are, what you do, and where you're from. But wait till he gets in.
Wait till I sit down.
There you go, my man. All right. Yeah, straight. You got anything you want.
There we go.
See the studio?
It's nice, bro. It's nice. I like it. Yeah, this is cool. So, my name's Sergio. Am I looking at?
Right. With me, yeah.
Oh, are you? Okay.
He's a producer. That's good.
So we own Jefe Cigar Line.
What's it called?
Jefe Cigars.
Oh, Jefe Line.
Jefe Cigars. They're all from Nicaragua. We got like six to the line. Connecticut, two Cameroons, a Habano, and a Rosado, and a Salamano, Connecticut. It's great.
Yeah, I have four myself, you know, in the line. You got six, and I love it. When did you start this venture? And when you started the venture, why did you start it? I mean, what got you into it?
So we started the line about 2.5 years ago, the cigar line. And I went to Cuba with family, my brother-in-law, which is my partner, Scott. Went out there for a family thing. Never smoked cigars before. Went to Cuba.
I'm 40 years smoking cigars.
Yeah, see? I'm catching up.
Yeah.
Tried my first cigar, and I ended up bringing two boxes back with me, and I smoked both those boxes in less than a month, and then I started going to cigar lounges with my brother-in-law, and we were just...
You're hooked.
Yeah, I was hooked.
People are. You know, we're finding out, you know, there's a lot of studies, Oliva... And all the big companies supported a very big study that came out, $40 million study. I was talking to CEO about it. Did you know you live longer if you smoke cigars, never smoked a cigarette, and don't smoke? Let's say you just never smoked. You have a longer life expectancy than a person who never smoked if you smoke cigars without smoking cigarettes prior. And that's an actual federal study. They hated it. You know, the federal government didn't like that study because they, you know, they didn't want to put a kibosh on things.
Yeah.
But what it does is, and obviously it's a stress reliever. People can, you know, you sit down, smoke a cigar with you, we're going to hang out, we're going to relax, have a glass of wine. It takes a lot of stress off and stuff of that nature, you know. That's totally what we do. But you have also a lounge?
Yes, sir.
And where?
New Smyrna Beach.
New Smyrna Beach, you have a lounge. What's the lounge called?
Hefe Cigar Lounge.
Yeah, the Hefe, the same, the brand.
Yeah.
And how's that doing? When did you open it?
So it's not open yet. We're still in renovations.
Oh, wow. I'm loving this, man. Yeah.
It's been about 5 months now, probably five, 6 months. We should be opening December. It's
next month.
Next month, yeah. It's going to be
crazy. Exciting times, man.
Exciting. We've got a full liquor license. We're building a kitchen in the back, so we'll be able to serve food.
Wow. You can eat inside. But you can't smoke outside. In there.
No, you can. Well, not in the kitchen. Food? The kitchen's just
no,
kitchen.
I know the kitchen is, but usually, like, I had liquor licenses, and I had a couple of restaurants myself in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, unless you're grandfathered in, they didn't let anybody smoke in a place that serves food, unless it was grandfathered in.
Well, here we can.
Well, then you got a good county or a good, I don't know the standard how it works. But I love that. I love that you're starting another lounge. And what I was telling Trey and I like about the cigar business, being in it myself and dealing with a lot of the people in it and some of the big guys I know, nobody's cutting each other's throat.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to see everybody succeed because there's enough people out there.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I got a cigar. You don't want to go to his cigar. My cigar. Come on, let's smoke together. Let's have a good time. And everybody supports everybody. And I've been, you know, were you down at the Hard Rock this year when they had the big event?
No.
It's $750 a person.
You definitely go. No.
And they and they have, I mean, I didn't pay either. I mean, I got it free. I mean, but there's all the major companies, every major company, Rocky Patel. Matter of fact, he wants to come on the show. Rocky Patel. All of them are out there, and you pay $750. They got food and stuff, you know, nothing great. But every one of the buffets gives cigars.
Nice.
So you walk out of there with 70 cigars, 60, 70 cigars, new cigars. Who's cigared a year? You know, I'll probably go in it next year. But what I've learned there, that's where I learned with my show, is to get lounge guys, because there's a lot of people coming up, and I like to see them, obviously, you know, make it. I want to see everybody make it.
Yeah, definitely.
That's my goal. And it's funny because, you know, the more I'm in this business, the more I'm realizing it's a passion. It's not just a business to make money. It's a passion. And I love that about the cigar business.
Definitely, yes.
Anything else you want to say? How'd you meet Trey?
I actually met him at our blender warehouse. Ah. Yeah, we have the same blender.
Blended. Yeah. Oh, we're going to have him on. I know that. Mr. Absolutely. Z. You know, they
celebrity.
Had
he's a big guy over here.
Yeah. I know about blenders because when I had my cigar, when Oliver approached me, I said, listen, if I'm doing this, I'm doing it right. I've been smoking cigars my whole life. And they wanted me. They actually took me over Conor McGregor. And,
oh, really?
Yeah. And it was funny because I said, okay, listen, the blenders come in. You know, you got. I'm going to talk to the blender. It's amazing. Trust me. And I was a picky prick, too. No, they ain't right. They did. I wanted a mild cigar. I wanted for aficionados and beginners.
Yeah.
You know, I want it. Because we're finding out the biggest, the newest people who smoke cigars, African-American women, are a big uptrend in cigars. And it shows, and young. You know, that's why Oliva wants me. I have a very young audience. My audience is 18 to 45.
Nice.
I said, why do you want me? You know, why do you want me? You know what he said to me?
Mm.
The COO said to me, he's a good guy. He goes, Larry, no. He goes, I want you. I go, why? He goes, because he had me pull up my computer, and I'm all over the world. You know, I'm in Belgium. I'm everywhere. And he said to me, he goes, if I get a cigar smoker to start smoking cigars at 25, I got him for 50 years. He goes, if I get a guy that's 60, you know, I don't got him as long. Just numbers.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's just a numbers game. And obviously the big companies like that, they think that they play the long game. And with the price of an ad in Cigar Aficionado or anywhere else, they're always looking for good ways to keep the business and keep the industry going. And Oliva's just nonstop. They're pushing hard. Actually, the company that bought Oliva, actually, is in Belgium. And the guy's name is Jack. He wants to meet me, so I might be going to Belgium. That'll be
nice.
Fun.
Yeah.
As long as they pay. Nice. But no, I want to thank you. Great meeting you. I'll see you out there, I'm sure, for a drink and a cigar. Let us know when your event is and stuff like that. We love taking the mobile studio places, you know. It's here, and we love doing stuff like this. And I think my audience likes to hear success stories and different things. And I always bring different things to my audience, from the presidential candidate to people from GTA.
Nice.
So I love that. Sounds and I good, think that's man. Good.
Thank you.
You too, man. Appreciate Have a great it. Day and you thanks too. For coming on. Fine. All right. We're going to keep it rolling, everybody, here. We are having the blender, I'm going to call him. The blender. Come on. Have a seat.
No. Thank you.
And Nick, you're going to come on too. Yeah, you said you are. So we have the blender. Is he good in the seat, Nick? For a sound. Just making sure. Yeah.
One, two.
No, he'll hear. You can look. You don't have to go direct. It's not direct.
Oh, no.
He knows.
Oh.
This thing's so good. He knows how to do it. I don't know how to do it. First of all, let my audience know who you are, what you do, and how you do it, or how you got into it.
So my name is Azarias Mustafa Cordova.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Everybody calls me Z.
Z. So isn't that easy?
Letter Z. okay. Born and raised in Cuba.
Good.
Came here. My dad was a political prisoner. So we got out the easy way.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know. But my family's been growing tobacco in Cuba for generations.
Oh, so you come from a family of cigars. You know, I have a big heart for Cubans. I don't know if people notice. I'm retired Coast Guard. And actually, I was the first person on scene helping the Freedom Flotilla in 1981 when Castro let out the you know, a lot of political people, and there was a mass influx into the Marielitos.
Yeah.
And I was the first
boat lift.
You know, I was a boat captain for the Coast Guard, and I was picking people. I have such a heart for people who will put their baby on a raft or put 50 people on a boat that's 30 feet, and a lot of them died, actually passed away. You know, the boat blows up. I'm sure you've heard them through family and stuff. And I was there, and I was and so I always have people say, I said, you don't even know how rough it must have been for those people
to do that
and put that to get freedom, to get what it is. So I you know, that's why I have that heart for Cubans. Not so much of the food, you know, like Italian food.
I like Italian food too, more than Cuban.
So Z, you're a blender.
Yeah.
Is that really? I mean, that's such. Listen, I've learned so much of the cigar business dealing with blenders. They have their master blenders came down, and I'm dealing with the master blenders, and I got the trays with all AB. You don't even know what they are. It's really cool what you guys do. And it's a science.
It is.
People don't understand why a cigar costs $10 or $12 or $30, whatever. There's so much work that goes into it. One cigar. I mean, I tell people, you think I have a lot of boxes, of course, when my order, but you just can't say, go get me next month, go get me, 500 boxes.
What's your biggest challenge of blending a cigar?
Good one.
the weather and the years, you know?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, we had to plan our whole trip over the weather. Harvest and...
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm going out there in January.
Yeah, because I always tell people, you can have a mango tree or avocado in the back of your house. Every year, the avocados or the mangoes are not the same.
Mm.
Sometimes you get these beautiful, sweet mangoes, and the next year, you're like, what the heck? Hey, man, you have different rain, different sun.
Did you study that in school? It's horticulture, though. It's really...
Yeah, it is, but I didn't study anything. I mean, my grandmother and my grandfather were growing tobacco and selling to factories in Cuba from 1920. So over 100 years.
I just went over to Tampa, and Tampa's the cigar capital of the United States, obviously. And there's a cigar place everywhere, and I know a lot of people from Cuba, actually. And they talk to me because we'll hang out, and usually I get hammered. But we have a lot of fun. And I got such an appreciation for the people like yourself, because there's nothing that will beat experience. And that's what you have, obviously, your family.
You can learn anything you want in school. You got to... It's like, I roll cigars, too.
Oh,
and, yeah.
They're going to have me roll them when I go there. Not that I can roll a cigar. Are you kidding me? I can smoke it. I can't roll it.
Yeah, and people always say, how long does it take to become a roller? And I'm like, you got to break a lot of rubber and mess up a lot of cigars before you can roll a good one, you know?
Yeah, well, I learned that. You know, your master rollers do the torpedoes and the harder ones to roll and stuff of that nature. It's funny because, you know, you're talking about rollers and... you know Grayscale in Bahamas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I go there, and I mean, I got the shirts, of course. $120, $150 for the shirt. But I had to buy it anyway. But, you know, you have dinner there. You know, you've been to the place.
Yeah, I've been, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to know the old man that started that. Wow. Avelino Lara is a really awesome master.
Wow. So, you know, I just, this is a question people are going to ask. You're from Cuba. You came here. Do you go back?
So when I left, I spent 21 years without going back because of the reason that I came. My dad, a political prisoner.
Oh, they put you in jail.
But,
that's it.
Yeah, but in 2016, with my dad's blessing, he told me, go back, see some family, see for yourself what it is. Because I came when I was 13 years old. I didn't know much, you know. Didn't know what he really went through. My dad was in prison for 3 years for having a Bible in the house.
Well, obviously it is a lot.
They came to the house. They found a Bible. It was printed in New York, and they accused my dad of contra-revolutionary work and put him in jail with no trial or nothing.
Yeah, that's communism. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, it's, you know, I look at young people like yourself now, but the cigar industry, and I was told this, by, has really shifted. A lot of your people come from Cuba. Now they're in Nicaragua. They're in Dominican. And that's where your two biggest places.
But Esteli is crazy. But Esteli is like my town in Cuba now. Everybody there, I know, you know. Everybody's from Pinar del Rio. And
so, you know, it's like...
It's like being in Cuba.
It's like Miami. It's New York. Everybody in Miami's from New York.
Yeah. you go to where all those people live, and they call it Hialeah in Esteli.
Wow, yeah. So what is your plan? I mean, do you do rolling for other people? I mean, do you do blending for other people?
Yes, I do. My brand is 14 years old, okay. Cordova Morales Cigars. And I got a small factory in Esteli. And I make cigars for a handful of people. Few, like, small brands, you know.
Yeah.
But I have a big bundle business. I've been focusing in the last 5 years. I bring close to 50 to 60,000 cigars every 3 weeks.
Wow, well, yeah.
And the majority is like no-name bundles, you know?
Right, right. Yeah. Well, you know, you're going to get a lot of... It's so crazy how I know this business now. You know, because I'm in it, and I talk to the CEO, and they make half a million to a million cigars a day in Oliva. I mean,
it's crazy, yeah.
You know, the operations are crazy. And it's just a business that's going through the roof. So you should keep doing good. Oh, yeah. And I get what you're doing because you're needed. Oliva usually doesn't take little brand. You know, they don't do that. I mean, they took me, they wanted me, but they don't do it. So where do you go if you really want to
I get a lot of people that want to make 5,000 cigars, you know, 10,000 cigars. That's what I like to do. And my brand try to make it, you know,
more known. Get a good cigar. You know? Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's important. Pay the bills with the bundles and all that stuff.
You're doing good. Congratulations your business, man.
It's like you said, it's all passion, it's love. I've been around cigars all my life, and I still look at my humidor at home, and I feel like a baby, you know. Hey, look at this, you know.
Yeah, and make sure that's 70.
Yeah.
I look at cigars. I've smoked cigars for 40 years, 42 years, you know, and I look, I go, wow, man, time flies. Nick, any questions for Z?
No.
Nope. You good?
No, not right now.
Z, I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And supporting the local businesses around here, too.
That's the way, man.
We appreciate that. And I'm sure I'll see you around a lot of
events. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Z.
Thank you, bud.
That is Z. That's actually a blender, and he's a master blender. He blends for little companies. But, man, that is a profession that is so hard because you're talking about, I mean, there's bugs and leaves. There's so much you got to know.
My biggest enemy.
And the weather. And, you know, and it's amazing what they have to go through. And, listen, there's so many checks and balances in cigars, people, that if it goes through one stop, it's gone. They throw it out. That's the end of it. Next up, we got a friend of mine. I know this man probably longer than most anybody here, for sure. 15 years. He's Kendall Moore. He is a partner in this business. And I know Kendall's an attorney from Brevard County, Florida. His family's very well known. His mom is an icon in Brevard County. So is Kendall. Kendall, have a seat, buddy. Kendall, how you doing, bud?
All is well. All is well, man. It's great to see you.
You too, man. It was great. When I saw you, I smiled. I said, Kendall's, because he told me the other night, he goes, Kendall's my partner. I says, Kendall? Kendall Moore? He goes, yeah. Oh, you tell Kendall I know that your partner, you know, Larry's coming tomorrow night. And he'll know exactly, because I know Kendall for a long time. I remember a lot of our conversations. How did you get in the cigar business, Kendall?
You know, I Trey had been a client for years, and some of the other businesses actually introduced to him by another client. And he was having some zoning issues and other things about another location that he was considering.
That's
and
bullshit, isn't it?
Well, hey, look.
Don't get me going on that. Keeps
me in business.
There. I know it does, but you know what I mean. I'm always about, let's take our foot off the little guy's neck.
All right.
You know what I mean? Like, zoning and little crap. Come on, don't make it tough. Don't make more of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's where, like you said, that's where you make your money.
Well, you know, it's a situation where I like to say this: the laws and rules in our society can be a challenge, but absent them, there's chaos. There can be overregulation. I'll grant you that. But at the end of the day, you know, we need some kind of framework to operate by. And so Trey was considering another location in the very infancy of the idea of Fairway Cigars. And I got to know him through another client to help him on that project. And when that location did not pan out, hung around for a while and had some opportunities to participate. And so we've gone from there.
We'd like a water.
Good shape.
Okay. You know, Kendall, it's amazing what you're saying, and you're right. You know, first of all, obviously, when I knew you were involved then, I said, he's got you've had your ear to the ground in Brevard County. Said,
right.
I know you.
Right, right, right.
And even before that, obviously, when I was away on vacation, I call it.
Right, right.
Your family, obviously, yeah. Your mom and everybody. I mean, I knew of your mom before anybody. Everybody did. You know, right. She was a principal, I think. Wasn't right.
She was the... executive director of the Child Care Association, which at that time, for 40 years, she had that role overseeing Head Start pre-K.
Right, it was so some with schools. That's right, right.
That's right. In Brevard, and she's actually, as she would tell you, been here a long time, but she's a transplant. It was actually my dad who was born here. Born here, Monroe High School, which doesn't exist anymore, and so she came here with him after his time in the military. And so
are they around?
My father's passed away, but mother's still here. Still.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Like, you know, I take care of my mom. That's my right. Dad passed.
We've talked about that plenty of days.
And 91 years old. She'd be 91 and like, you know, losing it a little bit. But, right. You know, it's my mom. What That's are you going right. to do? Right. I don't care what it is. I'm going right. to take care of her. So, Kendall, you're also, I want to, I don't know, thank you. Appreciate what you're doing with the Hunger Project. Mm-hmm. My partner, Sam.
Right.
Which, you know, this is That's such right. a small world.
That's right.
He started that, and they were feeding 35 kids, I think it was, when they started.
That's right. That's right.
Now, you know, we just were talking about, because I'm going to do some stuff for them. I think it's over 3,000 or 30...
Yeah, it's gone to thousands of kids across almost every school in the district. You know, some people don't I think get it. It's something that Sam and Bob and the founders could actually see yeah. that at the end of the day, even in a county like Brevard, there are so many children in need, right? You know what I mean? It's not only the number of homeless kids, which people don't even, you know, have a little feel for that, but the Title I programs, which are, you know, conceptually what people would know as your free and reduced lunch. Almost every single school in Brevard County, I don't care, Mainland, Beachside, North, Central, South, has kids that qualify under that program. And so to have the opportunity to say, school does a great job Monday through Friday. But what happens when that kid walks home on Friday until they return for breakfast on Monday morning? And Children's Hunger Project, you know, fills that void. It's a great program, filling a great, great need. You know, the founders had an idea, and now it's on steroids at a whole different level.
Unbelievable. They have their own building director right. and everything. And what they do to everybody out there know is they feed young people who can't get feed on the weekends. They call it the Backpack Project, and they literally put it, and they do it in a way that I really appreciate for them. They don't embarrass kids. They give them nap packs, and they get picked up out of the school, and they get a lot of backpacks, I guess.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I know we donate a lot. You know,
that's right. We know those backpacks go home. Like you said, they're kind of a nondescript thing, and the teacher's discretion becomes an important part. So it's not a, you know, come fill out a form, but when a teacher knows that there's a kid that's hungry, and the basic thing is, how can you expect that kid to function on the test the same way when he's not had a meal or she's not had a meal in 24 or 48 hours, right? And so the basic idea is, let let's just make sure that they're fed and we think they can perform from that standpoint. So Children's Hunger Project's been doing great, great work, and appreciate your help for everything.
Well, you know, when I heard that, you know, obviously I know about Sam doing it. I know Sam for a long time, too, when I got out. And it's amazing, you know, such a small world. And I don't care what the parent did. It's not the kid's fault.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't matter. A kid needs to eat. And like you said, I mean, so many studies have been done. I deal with kids, a lot of youth, you know, and so many studies have done, you know, if a kid's hungry, they're not learning.
Right.
Simple. The brain doesn't act the right same way. There's a lot of things we can, you know, we all happen to be blessed enough that we had parents that care. Well, you know, listen, I grew up poor. I didn't grow up with money. But they cared,
right?
You know, and they made us do things, and they just a different time, I think, in the era. And I love that you're doing that on this project. Mm-hmm. Now you're involved. You deal with a lot of business, Kendall. I know that. I know you. You're in this business. You're in this business. Uh-huh. What made you say I went in the cigar business? You don't even, do you smoke cigars?
I do. I do.
You know, I didn't know that. Well, I got to give you mine. You know that.
I got one as a gift last night from Trey. My birthday is Thanksgiving, and he came to see me last night.
Happy birthday!
And he said, hey, I appreciate it. He says, hey, look, I'm going to give you this. He said, it's a friend. Maybe you know him. Maybe you've heard of him, at least, Larry Lawton. So
he started laughing.
I said, hey, man, you don't know. It goes back 15, 16, 17 years.
Yes, right? But so, since I got out.
Yeah. But, you know, again, I've said this to Trey personally. You said, Sam, you know, you think about yourself. There are just some guys that have the drive. I got a good friend of mine who's a retired judge who loves to say, either you got hustle bones in your body or you don't.
Who's the judge?
You know, I'm not. I'm gonna leave.
The AB?
No.
I know of all of them. I mean, I know them very well.
I know you do. But you know, let me say this.
And he's right.
She said to me that you know, hustle bones are something you can't make or you can't create. You got to be, you know, born or get those and have the desire to push. And you know, over the years, Larry, what we've invested in people. With ideas, not ideas, right?
I love that.
Invest in the people. And, you know, he's a person with a relentless drive to get things done. And you know what it's like. You started a business yourself. It's not an easy road.
And you know, we never quit.
That's right.
And
absolutely.
And I always, like you said, I know you're a long time. We've had lunches and stuff. 100%. And I love people like that. Because, you know, listen, nobody's perfect. I don't care what people say. I don't give a... I never, ever took creed to anything.
Right.
If you treat me right, I treat you right. I can give a shit what people say. Because, you know, everybody has their agendas, so to speak.
Hey, we've all sinned and come short.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Everybody.
Some caught, some not. Right. But everyone sinned and come short.
You had to say that. I knew that was coming.
But at the end of the day, it's, you know, yeah, Trey had a great group of people around him. You know what I mean? Had a strong desire. And what I like to watch, I've watched it in clients, I've watched it in young entrepreneurs, other things that we've invested in. What happens to you when you face that crisis, right? When got a few bumps in the road, or there's a sharp curve ahead, or, you know, beware of the bumps in the road. When that comes about, we like to watch and understand how you're going to react. You're in business, Larry. Being in business and being an entrepreneur is full of those road signs, right?
100%.
Steep curve ahead, you name it. And so you can't predict what those are going to be, but if you got the kind of attitude that it takes to persevere
character.
In this space, absolutely. You know, we usually make the judgment on the three C's, or even four. You talked about character, right? Capacity, capability, commitment, right?
Compassion in there.
Well, you gotta love, right? So if you take those, that's kind of how we judge the who, what, when, where. And we saw that Trey really, you know, scored high in those kind of thought processes. And, you know, the other big one for us is this, you know, this on the lobbying business, on the legal business, we're in the advice business. And we give a lot of advice. But there's a lot of people who pay good money for it and choose not to follow it.
Right? Absolutely.
And so what we also saw is that when he had questions and when he had thoughts and we talked about it and we had some options and opportunities of, well, consider this or do this or talk to this person and do this, you know, he always took those options and opportunities and that advice and really made something out of it. And those are the kinds of people that, you know what I mean, we think are deserving of good, solid investment to move the project forward.
And a last note on it. It's so, you know, I give, like you said, a lot of ex-cons and people advice. And as what I'll tell them is this. Hey, listen, you're going to run a, you had a break or whatever. Not even a break. You made a mistake. So you're going to be behind the eight ball. But I'm not worried about you when things are going great. Because everybody can do it.
Right.
You know, give me $1 million. Never have any pressures. No, things happen. What's going to happen when they go wrong?
That's right.
Are you reverting? Or you're not? Or you change? I tell people I'd live under a bridge before I went back to the place I was at. Right. You know, I used to tell you that. I said, it doesn't matter. And, you know, and I look at that, and there's very few things. Now I have 3 grandkids, so maybe if somebody messed with them, they're in trouble.
Absolutely.
But, you know, my thing, Kendall, is that's the character you look for. Because you know what? I could teach anybody anything. Nick is working with me for a while now, and the ability, the work ethic, you can't train that.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And the willingness to learn and stuff. Yeah. And the mess ups, you know, I want to beat his ass all the time.
But it is, you know, it's the fundamental building blocks, though, right? If you see that, you know that they can build beyond. But the fundamentals,
yeah,
got to be there, right?
And wise guy, you always were wise, Ken. I knew that. What do you got to say? Anything else to anybody? You know, and Nick, do you have any questions for Kendall? No, I did not.
Not Larry. Hey, look, man,
it's a
pleasure to see you. Let me say for the when you and I originally met, you weren't in the cigar business. You were in the business of helping people.
Still am.
You were trying to you focused every day that you had on folks either trying to stop them from making a mistake, or you made one, and let me tell you how, you know what I mean, you can absolutely make it through from here. And
wow, you remember
that
way
tough
back.
Love program. Some people had some challenges, right?
Absolutely.
And you said, hey, look, this is the reality of it. You can either let me tell them a fantasy story, right, or I can tell them the truth and the reality. You
and
know,
the truth is sometimes rough.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you know it because you had good parents.
You did. You know, so, you know, remember those days, man. Congratulations that's still going. But the new Business Pursuits podcast, the whole hoorah, just love it, man, and glad to see it's going well.
Thank you, Kendall. And you know that. I'm glad to see you. I'm sure we'll see more of each other. We got to catch up. We got to go to a lunch sometime.
You got it. No doubt, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Kendall. That is Kendall Moore. Thanks, Kendall. And say hi to the wife. And you got a great kid there.
Hey, look, you look out for him now. He's a good kid, and we're pushing him hard.
And I will. And keep pushing him.
You got it.
But you know why? Because that's going to build his character even better. And you
Absolutely.
Know it. And you know it.
Absolutely.
That's Kendall Moore. He's an attorney right here in Brevard County, Florida. He's part owner right here at Fairway Lounge. And now I got a fan, I would say, who's coming on. He goes, what am I doing on it? Come on, sit down. Have a sit. Yeah, can you go get them?
Vlad, and I'd like to get the guy who's doing the shoes, and I'd like to get
musician.
Yeah.
I see. He's got to mess with my accent. See, everybody loves this, Kendall. We're live.
With my accent now. What do you mean?
You know what we do? We call this. Musician. You know this, right?
Musician. Whoa. Now you're making fun of my accent.
Well, you're from St. Louis. I mean, of course I got to make fun of that.
Who
comes from St. Louis? You know what St. Louis is to me? A flyover state. It's Missouri.
Musician.
Even though an honorary police officer.
I think
officer
you feel a little bad about your accent. I didn't say. I wasn't making fun of anything. Musician.
Did you know that, Kendall?
I was trying to get a description. The guy with the gray in his beard and the hat? Who's the musician?
I don't know. Yeah, ask Trey.
All right.
The guy is he'll get him. You know, Kendall, first of all, we call this the real deal because we started this. When I started this, when I say real deal, we don't stop it. We don't cut it. We don't edit it. We had a mailman. To this day, he's a good friend. It's this Jamaican guy used to come in every day, right around not long ago. He just retired from the mailman. Garfield. Come in, get my mail, you know, because we have that circuit, we got a lot of mailing.
Right.
He become a character that everybody wanted to hear him. He's on the show. Now he's retired and stuff like that. We also, go get the people. What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting.
Go. I'm talk to this young man. So then, Kendall.
Are you still talking to him?
Yeah, I'm talking to everybody.
Right.
This is the real deal. I don't know if you knew this. I'm the only ex-con in the United States ever recognized on the floor of the United States Congress.
Is that right?
And I'm the only ex-con who's actually an honorary police officer in the state of Missouri. I was sworn in.
It's a flyover state.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I want to do it. No. There's a police chief I met there. One of the best police chiefs I've ever met. In fact, I was sworn in by the head of the state of Missouri, law enforcement, and there were 20 police chiefs at my swearing in. And I'm still the only ex-con in the United States who's an honorary police officer, literally sworn in, badge. Is that weird for me? You know, for me, don't care. I mean, come on. It took a lot to do that because I have a lot of street cred. And, you know, I still believe don't rat. And see, people get ratting wrong. And I try to tell this on every show I'm at. If you get robbed, call the police. If your mom gets robbed, call them, pick them out, put them in jail. That's not ratting. Ratting is if you and I do a crime, do a drug deal, and now you get caught and you want to get off that drug, you say, get out. That I don't believe in that. That you have no character. You have no word. Right. How can anybody ever do business? I know Sammy Gravano well. I know all these guys because, I mean, I'm bigger than their shows, but he wants to come on my show. I won't let him. Are you kidding me? Because those days, you know, you want to kill the guy and all that, I'm not in that anymore. I just know his character is zero. You have to have your word. Listen, everything was taken away from me. When I got arrested, $6 million was taken. Illegal money, so I can't complain. But, you know, they couldn't take my word. I was offered, when I was facing life, I was offered 3 years and keep all my money if I would have ratted. And it's just something, it had nothing to do about who's going to kill you, because I was pretty the rough guy. And it just had something to do with the way my parents raised me. You know, listen, my sister, biggest since passed, I had two sisters pass in the last, and she said, Larry, I'm here for you. She goes, nowhere in the Bible. And I read the Bible 5 times, cover to cover. I read the Quran 3 times, read the Torah, prison. And it nowhere in the Bible, nowhere does it say, tell on your fellow man. It says, protect your fellow man. Take your brother's weight. It does not say that. So, you know, people say, well, no, they're doing it because they can't take it. And that was their way out, and that's a character flaw to me. Listen, I don't even judge anybody because I wouldn't do business with somebody. How are you going to do business with a guy that just, you know his words? No, anything happens, you're the fall guy. How can you do that? And that's the only thing they never took from me. And I was in the hole for 3 years. You probably know my story. You listen and stuff. I was in a hole for 3 years, 11 straight months, tortured. FBI came into prison. It's in my book. You got my book and all that. And actually, I have 2 more books going on. That's a bestseller. I got 2 more chapters going on the end from 2013 to today. Okay. What happened? So, yeah, I'll just send you one when I see it. But it's exciting times, and I just love to look back at now, see, you know, come back and see you guys and see. Because I always said, man, that's a working guy. That's a guy that you could. Here's how the first thing I do it. You tell me you're going to meet me, be there. You know how many people just don't show up? What do you think? My time's not as much as your time? Call me. Have a day. I had something come up. Okay, you can't make it. Get it. No, he's showing. Are you kidding me? Done. Never work him again. You don't appreciate another man's time. You don't appreciate another man's responsibilities. It's just you. That talk about greed. And Kendall and I never, if I ever call Kendall, answer, hey, well, let's meet. Let's not. Love it. And that's something, little things people don't get in life. And I guess maybe when you get old like myself, you start looking at it and saying, I mean, I have my ups and downs. You know, I have open heart surgery since, I don't know if you knew that. I had an open heart triple bypass surgery. I had 15 vertebrae fixed in my back. I got 15 vertebrae from the neck to the back, rods, everything. You know, and I'm a golfer, so it's rough. But listen, I don't look at the things. I'm a happy guy, man. Not much can piss me off anymore. Listen, you go to federal prisons like I've been, and I was in maximum security in Atlanta. I was in Atlanta. One of my fans calls me, Kendall, and says, you know, you're on the same website as Al Capone. Huh? I said, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, you, Al Capone, Jimmy Burke, Whitey Bulger. I go, what are you talking? He goes, go. I'm an alumni from United States Penitentiary, Atlanta. So I started laughing. I looked it up. He's right, this kid. They find everything out. Also, like, I went to a school. We had a lot of guys, trouble guys. But we made it. Bobby Bonilla and I went to the same school. He's a little younger. I was the oldest on the list. Cardi B, French Montana, Dougie Marone, Alex Ramos, the Olympic boxers. So it's amazing when you look back at your life. And I was on a radio show, and they were saying, I said, listen, I just don't quit. Just don't quit. If there's any advice you can give to anybody, don't quit. Listen, don't quit. You know how many people quit at the door, they call it? You know, they're at that door. I told somebody, I was a millionaire 3 times. And it
it's the fun of the game. You know what I mean? It's the fun of the game. It's challenges. Like you said, the ups, the downs, the bad times, the good times. You know, it makes life fun. You know, if everything was all hunky-dory, yeah, think about it. Life wouldn't be too fun, would it? Everybody's the same. It'd be like a bunch of robots. I like having different characters, different people, meeting different people, going around, traveling like I do now, all over the country, over the world. I was speaking in Canada. What a process that is. A felon. They don't want me in there. You know, but I mean, just saying, you know, we don't know. And I always come back and say, at least I'm here. And I believe in that. Now I got someone on here. You came up to me earlier. It was funny. And you said something to me. And I go, how did you find out about what we do? How did you find out about this?
Well, I know Trey through a good friend, Nick DiGiacomo. So ever since.
So first of all, tell everybody who you are, how you came about here and all that.
My name is Devin Wells. I work in the construction industry overall, but in construction, I get to travel around and meet people. I like to network. Might not be the overall person to even be in an event like this, but I'm honored to be here right now.
Yes, you are. Don't ever sell yourself short. The best thing about cigars, and I love about them, is you could have a CEO, and I don't care if it's a janitor, sitting at that bar, having a cigar, and have something in common. They could talk, and you'll be and I love it because it's a people bit. It's a people. It brings people together of all walks of life. My dad was a construction worker. My brother is retired construction. They were in the union in New York. Mm. And you know what a tin knocker is?
Tin knocker.
Sheet metal worker. You know, they put the duct work in the skyscrapers of New York. My dad built the World Trade Center.
Okay.
He was actually the head guy there back in, the World Trade Center was built in 68 to 1972. I got pictures of me on the roof.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
On the roof in 1970. They tied ropes to us. And they let us go to the edge. You know what I mean? It was cool. And listen, without construction workers, this world don't keep going. You know, what are you going to do? Who's going to build the stuff? I don't know what you do in construction, but, and I often tell people, man, don't ever say that. You belong here. I don't care who you know. And I tell everybody who's listening, you want to go somewhere, go there. Hold your head up. I don't care what it is. I tell young people, whatever you do, be proud of what you do. Do it the best you can. And people will recognize that. I helped a kid not long ago. He was an ex-felon. And a friend of mine comes and says, Larry, this guy needs a job. He's in his 30s and ex-felon. He had a rough time. I said, I'll talk to him. So he comes into my office and I said, listen, I'll tell you what. I know the game. I've been there. You're going to get one shot. You get one shot. I'm going to hook you up with a job with a guy with a lawn service.
Okay.
So he goes into the lawn service. I said, just do your job. Show up every day. Be a good guy. Sure enough, he does. 6 months later, the owner of the company says, hey, listen, I can't, I have to go somewhere for a week. Can you watch the crew? I said, sure, you can watch the crew. And he doesn't do any. Everything works smooth. 6 months later, you know, the guy didn't complain. And that's the hardest thing in workers and anything, you know, people showing up. And he goes, the guy says to him, he goes, hey, listen, he goes, I got this 8 or 12 unit little complex that I can't do. He goes, do you want this contract? He goes, what do you mean I work for you? He goes, yeah, here's the deal. He goes, you can't quit me for 6 months. He goes, okay, but I don't have a mower. I don't know. He goes, you have a pickup, right? He goes, I'll sell you a mower. I'll sell you a weed whacker on time payments, but you have to do it on weekends because I need you. I said, sure. Does the thing, stayed with the guy, did everything, every word he ever said. Matter of fact, I talked to him not long ago, and he ends up now having one of the biggest landscape companies in Boca Raton, Florida, has 3 crews or 4 crews out there. And you know, he says, just from hard work, and he liked it, and he was himself, you know, and he built it himself. So whatever your dream, whatever your construction, whatever it is, don't ever quit it. Just do it. Because let's face it, man. How about the guy, you know, Dave Thomas, Wendy's. Oh, I'm a hamburger guy. Now look at him. He's a hamburger guy. You know, he's legendary. I mean, no matter what it is in work, I tell people the same thing. Make sure you do that. So you enjoying yourself today?
I am.
What kind of cigar you smoke?
Well, honestly, I'm kind of green to it.
Ah! I'm going to jump and give you some.
I was going to say, I had my first one back in November 17th, 2018, for my good friend's wedding back in Texas.
Well, I'm going to give you a cigar and a Leva cigar. You have those two.
Appreciate that.
My cigar is very mild, and we call them that, and that's why they're for what they call beginners or aficionados. And I think it's, I like to introduce people to. If you like them, it's a great place to introduce people. You live around here?
I do. I'm literally right across the street. Trey knows that, so.
No wonder. I'll be seeing you here. And what was your first name again?
Devin,
I'm going to be seeing you. Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
I like to, show. So you enjoying yourself tonight?
I am, man. How about you?
Listen, when I get up in the morning, I'm enjoying myself. That's just how I look at it. I really do.
Yep, you're living. You're moving around, man.
Listen, I'm not dead. I'm not, people go, how you doing? I go, I'm not dead or in jail.
That's true.
So I'm doing pretty good. So enjoy yourself. Have a drink, and I'll see you guys when we get out there.
All right, man.
I appreciate your time, Devin. Come on. All right, we got people from all over this place coming. We got someone else coming on. All right. Yeah, come on. You know, I'm a street guy.
Okay.
I'm a street guy. Probably cocaine. No, only kidding, everybody. I'm joking.
Yeah, you gotta wait until midnight.
Nah, I'm a bourbon drinker, period. But that's a great question. Maybe I'm just not classy,
Let's see, what do you got?
One of my cigars and an Oliva.
Yeah.
Who? I should.
No, Oliva do like a Balvenie. It's a Scotch, but do a Balvenie.
Have a seat. There you go. We got to see your face. It's funny because he said, I deal with Oliva. Obviously, they make my cigars. They're my partner. They actually, I own it, but they are the third largest company in the world and a cigar company, and they know that. But just whatever you like. I don't buy that shit. If you like a beer with your cigar, have a friggin' beer. Really. I mean, what makes it right? That's how I look at things, but... Right? I don't know. That's just the way it is. Thanks, Devin. I'll see you out there, bro. I will see you at the pairing. Hey, Morty. There's our dog. Morty's our mascot.
What's up, Morty?
He broke free.
That's okay.
He wanted to come out here.
Hey, what happens.
Tell us who you are.
All right, Larry. First of all, it's a pleasure being on here
with you.
My name is Zachary Nicolai. Let's see. Camera's over there. Oh, we got one right here, too. Perfect.
You're right here.
Awesome.
We got them all over.
My name is Zachary Nicolai. I own a cigar brand with my friend Alex and my brother Mark. And then we also have a podcast ourselves called The Cigar Guys.
Okay.
Yeah, so, we call ourselves The Cigar Guys, professional cigar smokers.
How long you smoking cigars?
How long? Since I was 18.
Yeah, I've been 42 years smoking.
I know. Yeah, I know. You're more of a professional than me, but, it's kind of like a joke,
Listen. You love them?
I do.
Smoking them?
I do, yeah.
Are you from here?
So I'm from Orlando. Yeah, my family's Albanian. Came from New York, so it's like I go to New York 3-4 times a year.
Oh, you still where? Are you Brooklyn?
So my dad grew up in the Bronx, but they moved over. Yeah, they moved over the bridge. And now they're in West Nyack.
That's actually the other way.
Yeah.
When you say over the bridge, a lot of people think the Throgs Neck Bridge, and they're going to Long Island.
Oh no!
I'm just saying.
I
know Nyack
over
very
the
Tappan
Zee Bridge.
Yeah, I know it well. George Washington. I know well. I know that area well. Obviously, my brother lived in Monroe County.
Okay.
So he was right near there, and my sister lived in Walden.
Okay.
I don't know if you know where that is.
I do not. But.
It's a little bit more north than that, than Monroe.
Okay.
A little bit, where, wow, I don't know. I don't even know that. Wow, names. So, look at Morty. Morty, you all right? Look at him. Go ahead, Morty. Up. He don't bother you, does he?
No. Well, I love dogs. Come here. Come on.
That's our hero, Morty. you guys got into the cigar business, right?
We did, yeah. So last year, we were sitting down, and we were actually sitting down at Corona Cigars out in Heathrow.
In Orlando.
Yeah,
we know it well.
So we're sitting
the whole place is a humidor.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's a good thing, bad thing sometimes.
Yeah,
but,
I agree.
but, we're sitting down. We're like, man, we've been smoking cigars for a long time. Might as well, like, put our name behind it. Let's try to, you know, make some money off of it, whatever. So we actually came out with this. This is our first cigar, the Besa cigar.
Well, I'm going to have to try it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So here, I'll give you a few for yourself.
Yeah, I'd love to try them.
There you go. Okay, that's for you. Thank you. You're welcome. So the guy in the front, that's Skenderbeg. He was a war hero for the Albanians. He actually fought against the Ottoman Empire, and he was able to push them out of Albania, you know, the Albanian area. So we want to, like, portray some Albanian history into it. You know, of course, get a good cigar, good smoke output, good construction. You know, if you check out, like, our Instagram pages, you'll see ash pictures that, you know, 3 inches long.
I have road. And I'm going to show you what I have, too. Just to show you here. Also, it's a couple of my cigars. But
thank you, sir.
You know, I got into the cigar business because Oliva was looking for somebody. They don't do small blends, but they wanted someone. So they interviewed Conor McGregor and me. So they took me over Conor McGregor for a cigar. And I own it. They put $1.5 million up for me. You know,
see, Fields, I wish I had that.
I mean, and obviously I have a big reach and you know, all over the world. And so, you know, I actually have a, just to, people know it, I think, I have a whole server, whole TV show coming out with cigars. It's okay. You have 10-minute shows. I already interviewed the CEO of Oliva. I robbed a cigar. You got to see that show.
Yeah.
I robbed Executive Cigar in downtown Melbourne.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I, you know, Tony very well. And then we actually had a tour of their warehouse, Oliva's, which, I mean, amazing operation, obviously. And they're moving. They're in a 40,000-square facility in Miami. They're moving to 70,000-square foot.
Oh, wow.
And they have a 182,000-square-foot building in Nicaragua. They're the third largest company in the world, obviously, you know. And it's great because I'm going to Nicaragua, actually, in January. You know, be doing rolling cigars in the fields, you know, doing media and stuff.
Yeah.
And they built schools. They do a lot of good stuff. What I was telling the young guy earlier, you know, with cigars, period. Cigars are the only object I've found that you could sit next to a CEO or a windshield wiper washer at a bar and you both have something in common.
Yep. And we talk about that on our podcast a lot. You know,
Where's your podcast? Let people know.
So we post on YouTube, and that's where we post our videos and stuff. But audio is on every major platform.
Well, you know, Spotify has free video now.
I know. Yeah. So we've actually been looking into that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we're probably gonna do that. We actually just recently started doing Twitter or X, you know, to see how it is.
I'll let you know some of the things we found out.
But at the Cigar Guys. You know, everywhere, Instagram, TikTok. You know, we have a big following on TikTok. Are you waving?
Are you waving, Morty?
He wants a cigar.
Yeah, you know, we found out because this year we found out I was the top 1% out of 3 million podcasts.
That's amazing.
Is that crazy? I'll show you the thing we just got.
For you.
Yeah, come on. I always say there's room for everybody.
There is.
You know what I like about the cigar business? I like even about the media business. You know, YouTube. I only started YouTube 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I... biggest YouTuber around, 1.5 in my space, crime, bigger than Michael, Francis, all these guys, and I know them, and we've been on each other's shows. You know what GTA is?
Yeah, yeah.
I had most of those guys on my show.
Oh, yeah?
I have Michael coming on. The guy plays Michael. His name is Ned Luke, and then I had Franklin.
Oh, shoot.
Who's, you know, he's a good friend of mine, Solo, they call him, and then I had Lester.
Oh, yeah?
He actually, when I hit 1 million subscribers, he gave me a nice video to congratulate me. And you know what it is? It's, you know, it's hard work. People think all of this is easy. It's not. You know that.
Oh, yeah,
it is. It's content. It's being committed. It's doing things when, you know, I'm doing them today on a Friday.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, I like this. This is I did this because of Trey, and I just love cigars. And I said, I'll come on. And I put this mobile studio here.
Yeah.
See, I got all these things and hooks and camera. Oh, I know.
It's
hooks.
Amazing. Yeah.
That comes out. That's a shelf that comes up when I do a cooking show in there. And so, I mean, we've set this up that we can do everything, you know, and, from the roadcast, all our mics are all the Joe Rogan shit and all that.
Yeah, like originally we started off with TikTok, and we would just post like just different memes and stuff. You know, we would hate on acids because they're flavored. We would hate, you know, we would just joke around, you know, and we loved it because, you know, we would get a lot of comments like, oh, my God, like, I can't believe you hate acids. And it's like, no, we're it's all
I think they're
fun.
Overrated, too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I agree. And we give people, We give people, we joke around a lot. People are like, hey, listen, yeah, we don't like them, but we respect them because, you know what? They bring a lot of people into the community, right?
And you know how hard that business is, and this business is. This is not a bit. Marty, you all right? You all right? This is a business that's just hard work. You have to, all right, Marty. Look at that. Look at that. I love a podcast. That's why we call it the real deal.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't cut. We don't edit. I mean, obviously, if something's stupid, but I've had, I just had the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. And, wow. Yeah, I get some crazy guests, you know, but listen, I call it the real deal because it is what it is. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You're going to sit, people are going to hear this and say, that's Larry, he's talking to a guy, you know, and, you know, you guys are a bunch of guys that are, young, obviously. Yeah. I'm 62. You know, I don't act it. I like to have fun. How old are you?
I'm 25.
I just turned 25. It, man. Nick, my assistant there, producers, he's 26. He was been doing YouTube since he's 12. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like you guys, I'm sure. And I love working with young people.
Yeah.
Because, listen, it keeps me young.
Exactly, yeah. It brings a life out of you. You know?
Oh, man, I'm a crazy fuck anyway. So yeah, people know that.
Like you said, with no cutting and everything, we're kind of in the same boat. We cut very limited, like, stuff out of our podcast, and we just say whatever comes to mind. And we treat it like we start calling ourselves, like, the virtual cigar lounge, right? So whenever people
go
online, yeah, they're hanging out. They feel like they're with us.
I got to come on your show.
You know? Yeah, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
I mean, we're based out of Orlando, you know. But
close. I travel all over the world, actually. And, but
you live around here? Like?
I moved back here to take care of my mom. Oh, she's 90 years old.
Oh, wow.
So
you ever been to Amici's on the street?
Of course.
So my uncle Dave owns that place.
Oh my God! I go to all the places around here. Obviously, yeah. You know, I mean, it's just that you're talking about Suntory Amici's. Mm-hmm. There's so many. I mean, Panavino. My parents moved here in 1983.
Oh wow!
So, you know, and then I used to be my story is a little wild, you know, biggest jewel robber in the country. And I had a bookmaking operation from South Florida here. Yeah, so yeah. I knew all these stuff. Then, of course, I went on vacation for a while. I call it vacation. It was a bad vacation for 12 years. And I look at things.
And I'm sure you met Albanians during your vacation.
Sure, many. I mean, I met everybody. And, you know, it's amazing, you know, how you look at people differently just because. Listen, we were bad guys, and I never support that. But it was who we grew up in.
Yeah.
You know, you grew up in
that.
It was
a different era, yeah.
Different, totally different era. Yeah. I grew up in, the Gotti era. I mean, that's our family. I was with the Gambinos, and I remember when he got killed. I mean, not him, Castellano, Paul got killed. It was just the zoo era, you know, and that's just how we did it. I like now my life that, you know, I'm a workaholic.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the same way. I can't not work.
I cannot work.
You know, so I grew up in restaurants, right? And as soon as my family just sold the restaurants in February, but
what a chain or a...
it was our own like local brand, Giovanni's Italian Restaurants out in Orlando, Giovanni's. And we had four locations.
It's a common name, but yeah,
I know. Yeah, we had four locations though in the Orlando area.
Really good for you.
So
I owned a pizzeria. You know, you got to read that. I burned it down.
Yeah,
burned the whole plaza down. Too much work.
Yeah, well, you know,
you know how much work they are.
The insurance money somehow. You know.
I didn't. That's a funny story. It's in my book, actually, Gangster. I'm a best-selling author.
I got to read it. I got to read it.
Crazy. Gangster Redemption. And the book is so wild because, I mean, I'm doing so much hot diamonds out of the pizzeria. I said, what the fuck I want to make? Yeah. I had a good pizza from Brooklyn, you know? I mean, I was in Bronx, and then we moved to Brooklyn. And, you know, it was just, I love, to this day, pizza is my favorite food. Period.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
I mean,
I can't live without it. Even to this, I swear to God, to this day, you know, we sold in February, right?
And what was your first name?
I'm Zach.
Zach.
That's it. Yeah. So we sold in February, and today I went back to the spot and I got
Vlad. Where is Vlad? Oh, we need him. I don't know.
I got myself some pizza just because I was craving it. You know, and I don't care how much I ate the day. If I see a slice of pizza in front of me, I'm going to get
Forget it. I'm telling you, you know, when I was in prison, the first thing I ever ate when I got out of prison was, of course, a slice of pizza and McDonald's number one because I couldn't even order. I was all fucked up in the head, you know. I mean, so long being in prison and in the hole for 3 years. I was, you know, they were rough times.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like that. That's the, my comfort food is a Bizarro's. I know Frank very well, you know, down here.
Yeah, yeah.
Frank and I know Frank from New York, you know, Frank Bizarro. I know the whole Bizarro family, you know, and I just love pizza. There's something, and I like it. You know, I like it crunchy and the grease coming out. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know exactly what I mean, Zach.
Yeah, yeah.
So you grew up in the restaurant business.
I did, yeah, my whole life. So, you know, I remember my dad used to give me a dollar to hold open the doors for customers. Wow. Then I went to bussing tables. I was probably 13, 14 years old. I remember going to middle school. My dad was pissed because middle school didn't get out until 4:30. And you know what his first thought was? Well, you're going to be late for work. That was his first thought.
Well, you know, like, what your parents did, and good for them, is they instilled a good work ethic in you.
They did.
And you can't, we were just talking to a couple of the guys in here that are older, and, you know, we look at young people, there's certainly, I could teach somebody anything.
Yeah.
You can't teach them work ethic, you can't teach them integrity.
Yeah.
You know, things that, you know, even though I was a guy, I wouldn't rat, you know, yeah. I went away for not ratting. You know, I went away for a lot, I beat a life sentence.
Yeah.
So otherwise, I'll never be out. But I wouldn't do it. And ratting is not just if somebody gets robbed and they go to police. No, ratting is you and I doing a crime.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get off the crime.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's it. But, Zach, I want to thank you for coming on. Yeah, I'm going to wish you luck with your cigars. And I'll see you out there. I look forward to coming on. We'll have a wrap on your show.
You mind if I shout it out real quick?
Absolutely. Okay. Go ahead.
So go to besacigar.com, BESA cigar.com. Check us out. We have two sizes right now. We're coming out with a Maduro soon.
You're going from light to dark. That's a rough move.
We wanted to start off with like something everyone could smoke, you know, and then now people are asking for Maduros because they love the flavor. But yeah, and then at the Cigar Guys, check out our podcast too.
At the Cigar Guys, and how often do you come out?
Out here?
No, on your show.
Oh, we come out every Saturday.
Every Saturday you do it. And is it a live show or?
So we record on Wednesdays, release on Saturdays.
Gotcha. We're going to do it. We're going to have fun. I'm going to come out. We're going to really have fun because we'll smoke cigars and drink.
We'll have plenty of whiskey, bourbons, whatever.
I'm in.
I'm a bourbon guy myself.
You just called it Angel's Envy.
That's fine. I got it.
We're done. Zach, thanks again. And good luck with everything. And I'll see you out there.
Yeah, I'll see you out there. Thank you.
Oh, wow. It is going strong. And Nick has been running around, everybody.
It's a lot. It's a lot. There's a lot of people.
Nick has been going crazy back and forth.
A lot of people. I got a babysitter dog.
Yeah, well, where's our dog? Poor Morty.
He's having a little panic attack.
I love that Morty came out here. No, but it was great. Morty came out here. I think that's crazy. Who's our next guy that's coming out?
Vlad was supposed to come in here. I can go find him.
And
the man that is doing the shoes is busy.
Okay.
Whoever you call the musician, there's like seven of them. The lead guy is busy for another hour.
Kenrin Ruffin, his name is.
He's a three-time
Grammy Award.
He really wants to do it and was upset that we weren't going to run for another hour. But
we don't know. I can get him back. I'll do him. I'd love to do him. That's an interesting story.
If you're around for an hour, we can just cut it in, you know?
We'll see. I'll talk to you about that afterwards. Yeah. Now, is Vlad coming and them guy coming or no?
Who are the other people?
Vlad, the shoe guy, I guess he can't. I mean, he's too busy.
I can go see if he's not busy.
If he can break away for 5 minutes, that would be good. If he can't, that's okay. And if there's anybody else who wants to come on, because this will be about right, and we'll cut the dead weight out. But that's it. I mean, we don't cut. You know, this is the real deal. So, you all right, Nick? Yeah. Nick is having a rough day, everybody. Nick is running back and forth. This is a podcast. Oh, wow.
That's a good time to do it, though.
Well, this is perfect. Ooh. So we are going to be back with somebody real soon. My next guest, and my guy just pops into the RV, and he is Brandon Merriweather, NFL player, played for the New England, New Giants, and he is a good friend of Trey. Now, we're here all supporting Trey in his new cigar lounge, which I have my own cigar. And we always, you know what's good about cigars? Everybody wants to see everybody make it. There's no, like, cutthroat, you know, like, oh, I got a cigar. You can't have a cigar. Everybody, there's enough people out there to buy cigars. Everybody wants to see somebody make it.
Correct.
And how do you know Trey, and how are you supporting Trey?
All right, so let me tell you how I met Trey, right? So I got a really good friend. He actually drove me here today. His name Andrew Bain. He's the state attorney.
For Orange County, right?
Orange County state attorney.
Wasn't he just appointed?
Yes,
he was from the governor.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. So he drove me here today, and me and him played college football together.
Okay.
Me and him was at the cigar lounge, and he was like, "Yo, I want you to meet somebody." And I'm like, "All right." So I see Trey. So me and Trey talking, and we all talking, and I realized Trey is actually smart. I'm like, "Oh, man, you kind of smart."
Same age.
And I'm one of them people who I say what's on my mind, and I don't have like a real filter. So I said, you know what, man? Honestly, I thought you was a square ass cornball, dog, when I first met you. And he started laughing, and I started laughing. He said, "Well, to be honest with you, I thought you was a dumbass when I first met you."
Damn
it. And I said, "You know what? I get it, because that's how I dressed him for people to actually think that." And then, and me and him, ever since then, me and him has been
you clicked.
Cool. Yes, we've been cool ever
since. So what are you going to think of me? You looked at me and said, "Look at this old white man."
Yeah, I actually pigged you out from the beginning. I said, "Yeah, he looked like he used to be in the mob." I pigged you out from the beginning. And as soon as you told me, you said, "Yeah, I actually was, you know,
one of the Gambinos."
Yeah, and I'm like, "Oh."
That is funny, because somebody else has said, "But why?" Nick goes, "Larry, you don't realize how you act."
It's not more how you act. It's more the way.
Carry yourself.
Yeah, you talk and you carry yourself. Like, it ain't many people you could talk to that carry themselves with the kind of, you know, swag and the kind of, you know, confidence that you carry yourself with. Like, you carry yourself like you big shit. And for that, you got to have some type of backing of some type of understanding about yourself. To have that.
And that's I don't know if that's good or bad, but I'll take it as a compliment.
People say the same thing about me, too, though.
Obviously, when I met you, I heard about you and knew of your name. I was the biggest bookie from South Florida to Orlando. I was doing 200,000, 300,000 a week, like nothing. And I mean, it got so crazy. That's another topic. But we're here with Trey, and what I like about Trey, and we met, I love straight shooters. I love people who I can look at and, listen, we're hustlers. I love hustlers. I love people who lived on their word, their honor, everything he said. He's come through. Like I told him, I said, "Trey, I'm going to bring you some presents tomorrow." I gave him two beautiful golf things. He goes, "Man, that nobody," because I had them. They were behind a couch or some shit. I got so much crap. I said, I think I won when I was a golfer. I won one in a golf tournament.
I just started golfing, actually.
Oh, we got to go golfing. We're going to go golfing, man.
I'm not very good.
Oh, yet, Nick.
So. Excuse me?
Yeah, Nick's here. Watch this. I'm
going to go golfing with him.
Do you golf?
Oh, yeah, I just started.
He went one day, doesn't even know what etiquette is yet. I said, "Until you learn etiquette, you're not coming on a golf course."
Yeah, you got to learn the etiquette first.
Oh, I know now.
What do you learn?
He walked on the golf course in a cutoff, gym shorts, no underwear, and socks.
Tell him what happened.
So,
I'm a member of Patrick Air Force Base.
Ball, though?
Me, I was a 3 handicap.
Oh.
But what about etiquette?
I shot a 78 the other day.
So you can just shit on people?
No, yeah, I just told no.
Broke 100. I just broke 100.
There you go.
Like 3 weeks ago.
Good for you. Congratulations. That's a big deal.
So you didn't just.
No, that's a no.
I just.
Listen, he swung a club for the first time ever.
Oh no!
But we're not going to get into this. We're going to end this right now.
I started in April.
Listen, hate to tell you this. Good podcast. Great about trade. This is a great event. You are not an athlete.
Me?
You are not.
I
didn't say that. He actually is a very good athlete. But he's not caliber.
I've been a Democrat my whole life.
Okay.
Hey, we understand. What he's trying to say is that you're not the athlete that I am.
True.
That's what he's trying to say.
He really is.
You got to understand, I did this. I did this professionally for.
He's a professional athlete.
He's at a level 93 on COD Zombies. Come on now, man.
Oh, Todd Zombies.
Come
is
on,
that?
Bro.
What's that?
Come on. Geez.
What's Todd Zombies?
I'm done.
I never even heard of that.
It's don't some lie to me. Game shit.
It's a video game?
Yeah. Do you play GTA?
I don't play video games.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on. Know. Grow up.
See? This kid's crazy. See? I love this kid. I do love the kid. Nick, It's yeah. not.
And, if you guys want to hear more,
we're doing this for Trey. We don't. Just ended at this minute. No, I'm gonna end it.
No. We talking about Trey.
I just want to say, Nick, for real. Listen, not knocking you at all, because you. There's just the difference, and you'll learn that maybe when you get older. I've been around professionalized my whole life, from boxers to Andrew. It's just a different animal, and it's the discipline. It's coordination's everywhere. I got coordination. It's a different level. It's just a different level.
So you're an athlete?
Look at my shit.
Hell no. He said hell no.
What, you say hell no? Did you say hell no?
Hell fucking no.
He's a jewelry thief.
Did you say hell no? Wow. This is my podcast, people.
He thinks that he could knock Logan Paul out and win in a fight.
I've told you.
I believe that.
Come on.
Let me tell you something. Grow up, guys. I was a fighter. I boxed.
First off, let's get this right. Logan Paul is not a boxer.
Jake Paul is, the brother.
Jake is better. But I still agree. I still don't think he's
not what they put him up.
Keep going.
You can clip it all you want. Hold on.
This is true. A threat. This is like a keep
Frank
going.
Filiberto, who's a USA box doc box for the Olympics.
Oh my God, your friend's trying to get you hurt, dude.
No. You say Olympics. Yes. He was with Tyson or he knows a couple of trainers. I fought with Mark Rendaz, who was a cruiserweight champ. Used to spar with him, who used to spar with Holly Villas. Listen, I know athletic-wise, I can't keep a wind. And listen, I'm a smart kid, but I have a puncher's chance, what they call it. First of all, that kid cannot knock me out.
Right.
I watched him throw a punch.
If you got a puncher's chance, then you always in a fight.
Oh, I was saying that. I was doubling back on the kid comment.
Who?
You're a smart kid?
Oh, no, he's not a smart kid. He's a smart old man.
Smart old man? Listen, everybody, I just want to say, we are here, and I'm going to go back to this, everybody. We are here with Brandon Merriweather.
There you go.
Brandon Merriweather, a great guy. And listen, he has a bunch of stuff going on. I'm going to have him on a podcast myself really soon, maybe next or two podcasts. So he's going to come on. And just enjoy his company. He's a great guy. But here for Trey, he's got Fairway Lounge. We did a whole pocket all day. I hope you guys go check it out. It's in the Riviera Avenues.
Check that out.
Yes, he's got a really good thing, and I'm going to support him because it's, first of all, I love entrepreneurs. I love people who are hustlers, and he is one, and you know that, Nick, and you love that too. You're going to learn a lot, kid. That's all I'm going to say. Period.
Oh, thank you.
If not,
I appreciate that.
If not, I'm going to rob your ass.
All right.
You kidding me? It's done.
All right.
I'm not going to pay him, so I'm going to rob that way.
All right.
Nah, all right, he knows that.
I got to get up out of here.
You
man.
Do too, and we do too. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank y'all, man. I
had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Nick, thank you very much. Everybody, check out
the conversation I could have today.
You're doing good. check this Fairway Lounge in Vierity Avenues next to the Coles. He has transportation service, everything. They got a lot going on up here. So check it out. All the links are going to be in everything below. Check that out. Check out my upcoming podcast with my man right here. We're going to have a lot of fun with him, too. Absolutely. Have a great day, everybody. Please stay safe. Make good choices.